Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Well, if you have invested in a good fencing company over the past few years, you know, you'd be rich by now. Well, at least by Eureka, California standards, that is. I'm not sure if you're noticing, as I have, the number of brand new fences that are going up all around Eureka. Beautiful in some cases, threatening in others. PG&E and Caltrans, to name a couple, have put up fencing that would take a pole vaulter to get over. And then they might have killed themselves with a slight slip and caught a big black hook or a nice piece of razor wire in their you-know-what. Well, Broadway Boulevard, as it's rightfully called, just happens to house Highway 101 south and north as well. There's a really nice collection of new fences going up. Some are a touch decorative. Some are the classic example of, well, go ahead, try pole vaulting over this one. As you are aware, fences are made to keep people out. And only in prison are they meant to keep people in. In my neighborhood, our neighbor across the street put up a fence that cost $7,000 to almost $8,000. A new neighbor down the street put up a rather large fence, and it's really tall. It must have cost him something like $20,000. Well, I put up a little friendly fence to replace the old one that I had next to our neighbor's, and I got off for about $3,000. And I had to wait almost 3 months for a contractor because he was so busy building the other fences. Why, when so many houses in Eureka are so beautiful that they have to put up these huge, semi-attractive fences, you ask? Well, you and I both know it's crime. In my neighborhood alone this past month, neighbors across the street had their truck broken into as well as a car. One of my children, the same scenario, and happened to report that the young man of ours detained this thief in his garage until four EPD cars arrived to deal with the situation. Hats off to EPD. You know, EPD reported there were some odd 66 car break-ins in a recent month, and there was still a week left in the month. Recently, on a local news outlet, we were saddened to read that we have lived in two of the top 10 crime cities in California, Oakland and Eureka. Not exactly a newsflash to some of you. So wall or no wall, this is a question today when you watch the tube. The answer to me would be a resounding yes. And if the person on the other side doesn't want to play by the rules, then one should make it more difficult to pole vault over. And maybe, just maybe, the right parts of the body will be hampered by the miss when they land. Did I say wall? I meant fence. This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.